There was only one reason for the FLF to be here. They wanted to take the base out. Damn it, he should have told someone where he was going. Derek didn't carry one of the comms he'd pestered Parliament so hard to be given to the troops. Nor did he have a gun. Those were in too short of a supply, just like electricity. But he did have the sword he'd claimed the time he'd fought with Jared in Volskrieg. In that fight, he could have risked attacking these six men, hoping for an advantage in terrain and timing, and that there were only six, and that they weren't carrying guns. Even the FLF was a little low on ammo these days. But that was nearly 3 years ago, and before the injury that had led to his withdrawal from the Guard. Only the weakness of his wounds had allowed the combined forces of his father, Renault Lamarck, and Renault's daughter, Danielle, to convince him to join Parliament. He'd tried to make the choice count, but what he did wasn't good enough. This moment proved it.
Only four?
The whispered words blended into the rustling of leaves.
That is all we got through. How close can you plant them to the base?
A snort accented the answer.
Right where they need to be. I have a way in.
Derek had to do something. He'd slipped back to where he'd tied his horse in deeper shadows and on soft grass. Petting her muzzle, Derek felt a twinge. He was fond of the mare. Hopefully she'd find her way back to the stables on base. Preferably with a few FLF chasing her down right into a night patrol. Derek led her through the grass to the far side of the building where the FLF hid. The wide front windows held broken panes. The mare's shoes would reverberate in the canyon choked with rubble. It would help. He smacked her rump with a branch. She whinnied and kicked before taking off in a bucking trot. Her startled cry brought moving silence as the men whisked forward to peer at the galloping horse. She was already too much in shadow, hiding that no rider guided her race toward the guard base.
Shit! I thought you weren't followed!
Just go and take care of whoever that was!
The order sliced through the babble. Three men peeled off on horses that had a full stride before reaching the road. Three gone, which left at least three remaining. And the bombs. They wouldn't have risked those in a mad dash toward base. Derek drew his sword and edged into the building's shadow.
Where are you going?
We were seen.
I can't risk being caught here. You have the package and your orders.
A figure hesitated in the darkness along a rent in the building's side. With swift movements, it detached and hurried in a limping gait along the rubble-strewn alley. Stocky and shorter than Derek's height by a head, he recognized the figure without needing to see his face, which made the choice of tracking down the man with connections to the FLF or staying with the explosives that much easier. And better. Now he wouldn't have to kill someone who held information the guard would find valuable. Derek waited until the man had disappeared around the dark edge of the building. Then he waited a minute more. No more talking came from within the building, but scuffs and soft grunts told Derek that the men were still inside. Packing, hiding the bombs, or rigging traps, he couldn't be certain. But they were busy and hopefully wouldn't notice as he slipped into the same gap the limping man had used to exit. Barely seen in the darkness, two figures dug rapidly at the dusty debris against the wall. Pushing aside a block of concrete, one paused.
"It's here," he said.
The other swept small stones from something that sounded like canvas. Together they hauled out a sack the size of a body. One flipped open a corner. The glint of oiled metal shone despite the dim light. Derek's heart sank. He should have dealt with them while they were still busy, before they pulled out a bag full of guns. Now the best he could hope for was that they weren't loaded.
"How are we going to carry them, just you and me?"
"We'll take them out front and wait for—"
The man died on Derek's sword as he turned to nod toward the front door.
"Fuck!"
the remaining man cursed. He didn't reach for the weapons at his feet, but pulled a handgun from his belt. Derek dove as the man opened fire. His landing nearly jarred the sword from his hand and knocked his arm numb from the shoulder down. He kept hold, knowing the gun would run out of bullets. His sword wouldn't lose its edge. He just needed to stay alive long enough. Having the upper hand, the man stalked Derek around the rubble pile that shielded him, firing recklessly. Derek waited for the click of the empty cartridge. When it came, he leapt to his feet. The FLF agent was reaching for a new clip when Derek's sword pierced his heart. From outside sounded the stamp of horses.
Shit.
Derek swore, looking for new refuge.